generations previously, had come up with an idea of carving markers in every 10th tree in the forest around the village, out to a distance of nearly 2 miles. It had taken ages, and recutting markers was always a job for any man with spare time. But in winters, where a blizzard could lose a man within yards of his home, many a life had been saved by the pattern of notches found by probing fingers under the clinging snow. It was snowing again when they left the road and started up the track where, in summer, the witch's house nestled in a riot of raspberry thickets and weird witch growth.
"No footprints," said Cern.
"Except for foxes," said Gulter. "They say she can turn herself into a fox or anything, a bird even, anything. That's how she always knows what's going on."
They looked around cautiously. A scruffy crow was indeed watching them from a distant tree stump.
"They say there's a whole family over Crack Peak way that can turn themselves into wolves," said Gulter, who wasn't one to leave a promising subject. "Because one night, someone shot a wolf, and next day their auntie was limping with an arrow wound in her leg and..."
"I don't think people can turn themselves into animals," said Esk slowly.
"Oh, yes, Miss Clever."
"Granny is quite big. If she turned herself into a fox, what would happen to all the bits that wouldn't fit?"
"She'd just magic them away," said Cern.
"I don't think magic works like that," said Esk. "You can't just make things happen. There's a sort of... like a seesaw thing. If you push one end down, the other end goes...
Her voice trailed off. They gave her a look.
"I can't see Granny on a seesaw," said Gulter.
Cern giggled.
"No, I mean, every time something happens, something else has to happen too, I think," said Esk uncertainly, picking her way around a deeper than usual snowdrift. "Only in the opposite direction."
"That's silly," said Gulter. "Because look, you remember when that fair came last summer, and there was a wizard with it, and he made all those birds and things appear out of nothing? I mean, it just happened. He just said these words and waved his hands, and then it just happened. There weren't any seesaws."
"There was a swing," said Cern, "and a thing where you had to throw things at things to win things, and you didn't hit anything, Gull."
"Nor did you. You said the things were stuck to things so you couldn't knock them off. You said..."
Their conversation wandered away like a couple of puppies. Esk listened with half an ear. "I know what I mean," she told herself. "Magic's easy. You just find the place where everything is balanced and push. Anyone can do it. There's nothing magical about it. All the funny words and waving the hands is just... it's only for..." She stopped, surprised at herself. She knew what she meant. The idea was right up there in the front of her mind, but she didn't know how to say it in words, even to herself. It was a horrible feeling to find things in your head and not know how they fitted.
"Come on, we'll be all day."
She shook her head and hurried after her brothers. The witch's cottage consisted of so many extensions and lean-tos that it was difficult to see what the original building had looked like, or even if there had ever been one. In the summer, it was surrounded by dense beds of what Granny loosely called the herbs, strange plants, hairy or squat or twining, with curious flowers or vivid fruits or unpleasantly bulging pods. Only Granny knew what they were all for, and any wood pigeon hungry enough to attack them generally emerged giggling to itself and bumping into things, or sometimes never emerged at all. Now everything was deep under the snow. A forlorn windsock flapped against its pole. Granny didn't hold with flying, but some of her friends still used broomsticks.
"It looks deserted," said Cern. "No smoke," said Gulter.
The windows looked like eyes, thought Esk, but kept it to herself.
"It's only Granny's house," she said. "There's nothing wrong."
The cottage radiated emptiness. They could feel it. The windows did look like eyes, black and menacing against the snow, and no one in the Ramtops let their fire go out in winter as a matter of pride.